In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow, with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb? Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today's Dear DST episode, I'm rejoined by Ashley Fern, Disco Inferno. She is back. Welcome back, Ashley.
Hi.
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 What's up? You can't ever change your Insta handle. Like, that's your name.
Oh, yeah. I would never change. I've had it since college.
Never change it.
No.
One day you're just going to be like, the disco life is not for me.
I'll be 50 rocking the disco.
Rocking the disco. Well, just to remind everybody what Workout Woman is, workout or who she is, Ashley is our workout aficionado. She tries all different workout classes around the country, and she tells us her honest, unpaid, unbiased opinion about it. And again, this is not a sponsored segment. If we got things for free, we'd obviously share it, but we just wanted to give you guys like some honest reviews here about workouts because there are 1 billion of them all over. And again, we're not doing New York specific. This, even though we are located in New York, Ashley travels a lot and can try a lot of different workouts. So should we kick it off with some non-scale wins this week? Ashley, what are you thinking about your wins?
Yeah, I hit my 100th in-person SoulCycle class this weekend.
Which studio?
Del Mar in San Diego.
Wow. How did it feel?
It was good. I mean, I have the bike at home, so I've hit that on this before, but not in person. And I always feel guilty like spending money on a SoulCycle class because I have a bike. But in San Diego, those classes are only $28, unlike the New York classes that are
$36. $38.
They're $38 now?
I just went to SoulCycle this weekend and I paid $38 for a class. And it didn't hurt my insides because I have Peloton.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is $38 in New York.
Yeah, they increased their prices.
That is a lot.
All of it. Yeah. I mean, it was always $40 in the Hamptons, but it included.
Oh, it's like $50 there now.
It's $100. $50. Welcome to SoulCycle. That's $345 per class.
And they're wondering why their classes aren't selling out now.
Jeez, yeah, they should lower their prices. I would be going more. So your win is you got 100th in-person class. Do they count the ones before 2020 or 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all counted. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all count. It's like your lifetime history.
I remember getting one of those little cards that say, congrats, Aileen, but I don't remember what it said.
Yeah, it was cool. It was on my bike and it was like, I had never been to that location before. So it's nice that they consistently do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they know it's in their system. That's cool. My non-scale win this week is that yesterday I had a very relaxing day. Like I have not been able to say that I relaxed in a real way. Like, even though I always take care of my kid, I just had a very like zen, relaxing day. I don't know. So much so that I was able to wake up this morning feeling quite present. Like it was really amazing. I like things that I changed. I did work out outside of my house. I opened a book.
Did you read the book?
Evening? Yeah. Yeah. I read. I started reading this book by Dr. Ellen Vora. She's a holistic psychiatrist. She's on DST this coming week. And it's just like, I was very fascinated and I just kept reading it. And I went to sleep without, very mindful of not like staring at my phone. And those are the different things. And also the thing that I wasn't doing was like piling up my to-do list. I feel like that's a lot of Sundays. So I was just kind of like chill. And it felt very, very good.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I haven't experienced that in a very long time. Even when like you're on a vacation or relaxing, I haven't felt relaxed.
Yeah.
So that's my win.
Good for you. I'm very envious. I aim to do that this upcoming weekend.
Maybe I'll give you those relaxing vibes.
Maybe we'll finally go to SoulCycle together because I think we'll be in your area over the weekend.
Oh, really? I'm available on Sunday if you want to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. And okay, so let's read a listener non-scale win. All right. Dear Aileen, I cannot believe I'm writing to tell you my win. And it's that I woke up this morning and was getting dressed when I got that gushing feeling that all of us women know. I started my period. The gushing feeling. Descriptive. I know you're probably thinking, why is this your non-scale win? Well, I have not had a period in over 4 years due to dealing with an ED and a very toxic relationship with the gym. I have been working for a year now with an RD and my therapist to work through these issues, with period restoration being one of the main goals. And finally getting my period after such a long year of trying to heal my body gave me such a reassuring feeling that being overall healthy and functioning correctly is far more important than my abs ever were. I immediately knew I wanted to write in to celebrate this win with a community that I've always felt connected to. Love, a healthy and functioning body badge. So great.
Wow.
I'm
4 years.
I'm so honored that like you get your period and you want to tell me. Like, I'm very honored, but I also am very proud of you. This is quite an experience to be working on something like that for your health and it coming back and feeling like, you know, a year's worth of work and not seeing necessarily a result for a whole year is a testament to your dedication and commitment. So, snaps.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there. And They're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All righty, it's time for the Workout Woman latest workout report. I need to get a good jingle for you. Okay, Workout Women. Woman. What are we talking about this week?
Okay, so I feel like we're going to switch it up a little because I did like a little Q&A on the DST Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and I got a lot of DMs about solid core and log ray and like reformer and megaformer based workouts. So I figured we would talk about a few of them because they're all over the country and accessible to a wide range of people and locations.
Right. Okay. So it's reformer classes.
Yeah.
Can you describe what a reformer is?
Yeah. So the log ray method is like the OG. They're patented. So they can only, you know, use those machines and like license them out to studios. But then there's other companies like Body Rock, SLT, Solid Core, who are kind of like inspired by that, but they have their own type of machine. So basically what it is it's like let me explain this. You need like a visual.
Okay, why don't you describe it visually?
Okay, so there's three platforms and there's one in the middle that moves and the two on the opposite side are anchored into the ground. And like you will either put your hands or your feet on different parts of the machine and leverage spring loads, which you could change and are varying weight to assist and increase the difficulty of the movements.
Did you read that off of something or is that from your brain? That was really good.
You said describe it visually. And I was like, this is the visual. Cause that's how they do it in SOG, where there's the back of the room, the front of the room, and then the thing in the middle moves. So like you could put your hands or feet on any part to do different kind of things.
And
so
you're springing,
moving back and forth,
sliding,
or up and down,
back and forth. Right.
Or sideways, and or like you could be on your back. Like for example, like your shoulders can be on the back platform and your legs can be on the middle moving thing in a bridge position. And then like you're kind of doing hamstring curls with the moving part.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's all the like suspension and little like ways in which your feet and hands can hook into something.
Yeah. So then there's also like handlebars, like elevated handlebars that you would only use, you know, with your hands. And then some have like a bungee cord on the back platform where you could do like donkey kick kind of things.
Right. Okay. And what kind of workout is it like a type of a Pilates workout?
So technically it's like rooted in Pilates, but it is not Pilates because it is a high intensity workout where Pilates is more like of the low impact. I would say this is like Pilates on steroids.
Okay.
The scientific
I agree. I've taken these classes.
But they all really vary in difficulty and like vibe. And I like log ray to me is really frustrating. Like it's hard in a way that isn't encouraging. Like if anyone's ever done it, like the stuff on your legs, like I don't know how people do it. Like it's really hard.
Log ray.
Yeah. So like log ray specific. So like what that kind of looks like. So different studios, so like they can have different names. So for example, in San Diego, there's a log ray based studio called Elevate Training. In Chicago, there is one just called Log Ray Studio. And they're all over ClassPass. So you could type in that term or you could type in megaformer or reformer and like it'll filter those out for you. But even though they have different studio names, the piece of equipment is the same. if okay. that makes sense. But then yeah. if you go to Solid Core, SLT, Body Rock, those are all different machines that are unique to that specific studio name.
Okay, I see. I remember when I used to do SLT a lot. I did Solid Core a couple times, like when Sammy was obsessed mm-hmm. and he would take me. I haven't done Lacre, but maybe I have through a boutique studio. I'm not sure. Because I've done like boutique reformer classes that like are just like owned by one woman. And
that,
she has.
That could be the case because you know, when I was in Arizona and I went to one that seemed to be the case there. But right. That machine is just, it's just like it's really intense. Heavy.
Right. So my question is like, what kind of muscles? Because I remember doing this and feeling like sore in the tiny muscles mm-hmm. rather than like in my bigger muscles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so that's really the goal of the workout and why it is so, so effective, because it's like your slow, call them your slow twitch muscle fibers, and like you're breaking all of it down. So like when you're twisted and you're doing obliques, like you're really trying to bring like your hips and your rib cage together, like on the side. So like those tiny muscles that are in between there are getting targeted and they burn out way, way faster than like your leg muscles, which is a much larger muscle group.
So you like focusing on the, like the smaller stuff, but you, or do you do like a range? You do all,
in
it's general?
Like a whole, it's full body. So log grade, typically those are 40 minute classes, solid core and SLT are closer to 50 minutes.
Okay.
Which I don't know. You could barely do 40 minutes on that Lagre machine. So I guess that's why it's shorter. But
okay,
it
yeah.
is full body. But they have, you know, like any kind of class sometimes has like ass and abs or like biceps and back. Like they have themed days at some of the other studios. But for the most part, it's full body. Like you're doing unilateral leg movements. You're doing arms, biceps, triceps. They have cables that you like pull mm-hmm. and it goes with the carriage, and then they also have like dumbbells, so you could do dumbbell exercises too.
The carriage, that's the word they always called it,
the thing that moves in the middle.
Okay,
yeah.
So can you give us like a rundown of like sort of the difference in your experience, or maybe not even just experience, and like the difference in the types of workouts you're getting from like SLT?
I would say like solid the core. Order of difficulty for like these four that we're talking about, like the easiest is Body Rock. So Body Rock's in over 20 Body Rock studios across the country in California, Florida, Illinois, Montana, and Tennessee. And it does look like they are franchises. So like you could just open one up.
Got it. Okay.
So that one I would say is like, and by no means am I saying like any of these are easy. I'm just ranking the four that we have. So I would go Body Rock, SLT, Solid Core, Lagre.
Wow. So Lagre is intense.
It's also hard because like they're, I mean, I guess it's studio dependent, but all the ones I've gone to, like there's no vibe. Like it's not loud music. Oh. It's not fun. Like solid core is like a dark room. The person's talking the whole time. Like you're distracted from like your pain. Whereas I feel like with SLT and Lagre, there's more like downtime when the person's like not speaking and you're just like stuck
in
the moves.
I found that doing those two classes, like that one and like a boutique one, let's say that that's similar to Lagre, is that they want you to be really, instead of being distracted mm-hmm. from the moves, that they want you to be like thinking about, like it's background music, it's not vibe music. Mm-hmm. It's like to thinking about like putting all of your attention to like where you are mm-hmm. working your muscle so that it's, like that's part of the experience. It's almost like more, not clinical, but like sort of clinical.
No, I totally know what you mean. Solid core, like they also want you to do that. It's also pretty impossible to be in like a moving lunge on a machine that's moving and not have like your whole brain in your leg, because like you're going to fall over if you don't do that. So yeah. Regardless if they're telling you to like put your mind in your muscle, like you're doing that anyway, because you're like, you don't want to fall. Right?
Yeah. All right. So which one is your favorite to go to?
Solid core. Because they just have like the best vibe, I would say, with like the lighting, the music, like the way that they talk to you.
Are the workout moves different across all the four?
They're all like very similar. Like you are trying to burn out to muscle failure. You're trying to hit those smaller muscles, you know, with repetitive movements. I would say you're in the moves the longest in solid core, but they give you like a very firm countdown as opposed to like SLT. You're moving from move to move like much quicker, but they don't always give you a countdown. So you don't know when you're about to transition. Like solid core always tells you what you're going to do next while you're in the move with like a countdown. So you could like mentally prepare and then know how to do the transition.
What would you say is like for someone who wants to try and one of these for the first time and it's kind of intimidating, which is like the least intimidating class to start in, not from difficulty level, but just like welcoming vibes level?
I think it's very dependent on like the instructor. Like any, if you go in, like what you should do if you've never been before, like show up 15 minutes early, explain to the person it's your first time. They usually ask if you've ever done anything like this just to see your comfort level, and then they'll go over everything with you. I've brought a lot of people to solid core for the first time, so I've seen how they introduce them to the machine. They are super welcoming and they explain everything. And then like during the class, they'll come and check on you and pay extra attention to you and also place you in a certain, like they'll know the other people in the class. So they'll put you next to someone, since in all of these types of classes, the instructor is not doing the workout with you. That's definitely something to mention, but there's mirrors everywhere. So if you're new, they'll put you next to someone who has gone a lot so that you could, you know, mimic what they're doing. Or if you're confused, you could just look at them. There's also, I know solid core has this, they have beginner level classes, like introductory classes. So it'll be like the bare, not like the, like it's still a very hard class, but it's like introducing you more to the machine before you get to like the more advanced moves.
Okay.
Because it's like any kind of workout, like Soul Cycle too. Like you don't know the choreography. Like you need to do like at least 10 of those before you know, like bop around.
That said though, like with Soul Cycle or spinning, I feel like the movement of spinning is obviously a lot more intuitive. It's very like, there's only one thing you could do is just spin your legs. Whereas like getting on a reformer, you're like, where does my elbow go?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't really get it. So I remember feeling very intimidated and just sort of wanting to go in the back of the room and just copy the person next to me. But even then, I don't know like necessarily if I'm doing the right thing. So I, in the past, have gone to several classes always telling them it's my first time.
I mean, that's smart.
And like just having them baby me the whole time. And I appreciated the attention. So that worked also until I got a little bit more courage or more like just confidence to just not have to look at the person next to me. Because sometimes I looked at the person next to me and they weren't doing the right thing.
Right. Either that. And also like, there's a lot of modifications you could do in these classes. Like if you want to go on your knees or you could go on your toes, if like, you know, your shoulders are sensitive or your wrists are sensitive, you can go on your hands or your shoulders. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. And why I like these is that like, you can make them as hard as you want. It's always going to be a good, effective workout. But like if you're tired or you're hungover and you still want to go, like you could just go on your knees the whole time. And like that's still a really, really good workout.
Right. All right. So let's do some ratings. I think let's do it based on solid core, since that one has a lot of studios across the country and you love it, obviously. And I've been and it's fun. So first question, would you tell your friend to go?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've brought friends.
Yeah. Anytime I've brought someone like for the first time, they're like, this is the hardest workout ever, but they love it. And any person I've brought literally has gone back like either through ClassPass or they bought a pack, but like within that week.
Right. Should I get ClassPass? Like you're always talking about ClassPass. You're
like, I like ClassPass because it's just like, I can't pay $40 to $48 to go to one class, but I could spend $50 a month and go to two or three classes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the math there works out.
Yeah. And like you can buy more credits or like off peak hours and like different stuff like that. I mean, I think it's worth it. They have a lot of stuff in Long Island.
Oh, let me check it out. Okay. And would you go back regularly? The answer is obviously yes.
Yeah.
I've seen your Instagram. Well, so 2 points. So we have one point. Is it worth the money? Do you feel like it's worth the money? Think about it.
I don't think anything above $20. No, it's like, it pains me how much it is.
I agree with you. Anything, you're saying any workout class over $20 is not worth it?
It could be worth it. Well, then I'm like, okay, well, I go out for drinks and like I spend who cares how much. And like, this is actually something that's like beneficial mentally and physically. So if you think about it,
so socializing,
that is a good point. it's not worth the money to me if you're going to go inconsistently. Like to go once in a while, it is not worth $41. Like I had bought like 10 packs or 20 packs. And
yeah.
I ended up buying an unlimited monthly membership on Black Friday that comes out after tax and all the fees to $290 a month. And like wow. I'll try to go 3 to 4 times a week. So if I'm going to go like that, it's worth it. But if you're going to go once or twice a month, it's not, you're not going to get the results that you want by going to that type of workout. So it's, to me, then it's not worth the money.
What results have you seen from going that consistently?
I definitely like feel stronger. Like I could do, like my endurance is definitely built up at other types of workouts. I definitely think like in terms of like tightening and toning that has been the most effective. It gets you in like those hard to reach, you know, areas. I don't know how else to
Mr. Clean.
Say that. Yeah, the harder.
Like, do you feel like you have more definition in your abs?
Yeah, I definitely feel more definition. Yeah.
Working with a trainer or something.
Working with a trainer will probably be the best shape you will ever be in your whole life. Honestly, like I used
totally
to be able
agreed.
To like deadlift, like I could do like that bar, like that weight more than
pounds.
Me. I cannot do that anymore, nor did I enjoy doing that. Like I like doing this, but yeah, definitely more definition, especially in like the ab and like the side areas.
Okay. So I hear that you're the preference. It's preference. You like this type of workout to get into the shape that you want to be in rather than like, while we acknowledge working out with a trainer is very efficient, also very expensive. While that can like get you into like extreme shape, it's not as enjoyable for you. Therefore you choose this instead.
Yeah.
Plus it's way
like,
cheaper.
I think they say optimally, like you should go like 3 times a week, but also the people who are telling you that are the ones cashing your credit card. So yeah,
obviously
it's dependent on you. It depends on a variety of factors, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So it's worth the money. Yes. 1 point or no point?
It's over $40. I think it's worth the money. Because I don't know. I'm going to say no.
No.
We got to say no on something.
The good vibes. No, wait, not the good vibes. Good vibes. I'm Ron Burgundy. Are there good vibes?
Yes, there are great vibes. The one thing that I want to call out, and this makes no sense to me, is that none of their locations have showers and they never will. So if you're going to your office,
thing.
Just know that there are no showers.
And do you sweat a lot?
Yes.
Are you drenchy?
you can't go to work after. You need a shower.
Oh, you're drenched. Do they
you're
keep
not
it
like,
warm?
I mean, it depends. Like if you're a sweater.
Okay.
But like I wouldn't feel, and I hate washing my hair and all that kind of stuff. I would not feel comfortable sitting in an office around other people after going to this class.
Okay.
Unless like you had those shower wipes and like, you know, you did the little hand towel shower. But it's not like a SoulCycle or Equinox bathroom that gives you like
all
of
that
the
gives
good
you
stuff.
All the stuff. Okay. But so but still the vibes are the music is good.
Yeah, the
you
music's
say you like
awesome.
It.
It's dark. Consistently great. Yeah, it's dark. It's
the thing that I like about Solid Core also is that because it's dark, it's also less intimidating. If you're a first timer, like people
have,
are less staring at you.
Yeah, no, first of all, no one is staring at you in that class because everyone's eyes are closed thinking they're dying. Like, I don't think I don't look at anybody unless I don't know, like, what, if I didn't hear the, like the teacher say what they were, you know, instructing, but like your eyes are down, like you're looking down, you're not looking at anybody. They also have like poles to assist you. SLT has that too, that if you are still working on your balance for like the unilateral movements on your legs, like that will assist you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so point there. We have 3 points out of 4 so far. Mm-hmm. And the fifth one is, do you feel like you got a good workout?
Yes. I don't always feel like that when I go to classes. Like, there's nothing worse than going to a class, spending your time, spending your money, and being like, that did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This
or
I
like,
is,
yeah. Or is you feel better after?
Yeah. This you feel like you know you got a good workout. Like you feel right. I like always joke, like you go into the class, you walk out, like you feel like you have a six pack because like you
right.
were just like contracting your whole body for 50 solid minutes.
Right. I that feeling is so funny because you know you don't really.
but you feel it.
You feel it because you've been working it so intensely for the past whatever 40 minutes.
And it makes you feel strong. And like that kind of feeling you take into other workouts. Like when there's nothing more frustrating when a teacher's like, embrace your core. And you're like, I don't know what that means. Like, you know what it means because you learn it in this.
So true. I feel that way about not necessarily solid core because I haven't been doing it, but I've been working out with Forzag fitness, everybody follow, as Jared says. And I feel way stronger, not in other workouts, but in my life. Like when I'm picking up Mila and I'm doing the exact same movements that we've been doing. And I'm like, damn, I just did that in the coolest way and I feel strong. So like, or like getting up off the floor with a kid is.
Yeah. That's funny. I feel like that when I lift my suitcase on the airplane to put in the overhead bin.
Your kid is your suitcase.
My kid is. Well, it's because if you're by yourself and you have like a lot of stuff, like it is nice if a man's can I help you? And then you're like, no, I got it. And then you kind of just like effortlessly put it up. And then they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, damn. I can lift my suitcase. Like,
I am the same way. Don't help me. I'm going to do this one. Unless I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that is 4 out of 5 points. I think they'll take it. I think they'll be happy with that. All right, Ashley, where are you going to work out next? What else is on the agenda?
We're getting a lot of DMs about Orange Theory Fitness, so I feel like I need to try that soon.
Oh, I want to go. Also, I've been many times. I used to go all the time in Brooklyn when I lived in Williamsburg. I would go in Long Island. Maybe you can go at the exact same time in different locations.
Did you wear a heart rate monitor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used their machine that they like give you a puts thing? You up on the board.
Oh, okay.
Unless they change their workout. But like it shows you your output on the board. It's not just your heart rate. It's like your heart work.
Oh, it's like it's your competition.
You like get points. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's competition. You know, I love it. And so I want to do that too. I feel like I could run a little bit. And there's a rower and strength.
Okay.
What other ones are we getting? Are
you getting F45, which we did a team one a couple of months ago, which I really liked. And I like randomly have seen them like all over. I saw one in LA, I think. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's a franchise as well. Unless I'm wrong.
I think so. Yeah.
I feel like I once saw Hugh Jackman working out in the one next to our old office. Unless it was just not him. I also want to try that.
They have over 600 locations in the country.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And I guess it's a 45-minute workout.
It's like a boot campy class.
Yeah, it's stations. It's really quick.
Cool. Okay. So F45, Orange Theory coming up. Everyone, if there's a class you want Ashley to try, please DM her at Disco Inferno or DM at Diet Start Tomorrow. You can also DM me, but who knows if I'll try it. And that is it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions, your Dear DSTs. For every other Thursday episode, send your Dear DSTs to dst@betches.com to get them answered. You can DM them to us also at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And guys, we have a new DST sweatshirt out. I am currently wearing it. It is the best sweatshirt in the entire world. It is our new crew neck. It's the same material as our old green DST sweatshirt, but this is like for the spring. It's like salmony pink, a muted pink. It says DST. It has cute fries drawn on it. And it says through thick and thin as a tattoo on the sleeve. It's the best.
Love it.
I love it so much. It's on our Instagram. You just go to shop Betches or you can Google shopbetches.com. Type in DST fries and it'll show up. So go do that. You can follow me at Aileen, follow Ashley at Disco Inferno with an underscore between disco and inferno. And instead of an O, she has a zero. And you leave us a voicemail for your non-scale wins. Dear DSTs, our number is 212-287-5650. Rate, review, subscribe, do all the things. And we're always with you.
They're thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.